Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Oh, hey, Doc. Is my dad around? I was just on my way to change my class schedule, and I just wanted to ask his opinion on something.
Oh, hey, if you got some scheduling problems, maybe I can help. If there's one thing that 8 years of college has taught me, it's how to make out a schedule. Whoa, this is a killer.
Too much work?
No, too much walking. English at 8:30? That's clear on the other side of campus. Your first class should be close to home. Take African Studies, page 38. And then right before lunch, you've got economics. That's a mile from the cafeteria. Take Principles of Recreation, page 76. And your last class of the day is French. Again, you want to be close to home. Take Violence in the American Cinema. It's fun and close. See, if you make out your schedule this way, you'll never have to walk too far. You'll never be late for class.
But I also won't fill my requirements. And if I make my schedule your way, I'll never graduate.
Huh. You may have found a flaw in my system. Hey, college is hard.
Schedule. See, I was thinking of dropping European history and taking Survey of Western Civilization instead, but I wanted to see what you thought.
Huh. Come into your old dad for advice, huh? Well, I guess that history degree of mine is finally paying off. Well, let me take a look. What do you got? Western Civilization, well, with that, you know, you got your Greeks and your Romans. And then with European, you got your old Huns and your Gauls.
I was actually asking about the professors. See, I mean, I know you're feuding with half the faculty, and I wanted to know if you had a problem with either one of these guys.
Papandreas and Neuhauser, huh? No, no, these guys are clean.
Thanks, Dad.
Anytime.
Oh, hi, Kelly. Hey, do we have a hacksaw or bolt cutters or anything?
What do you need a hacksaw for?
Oh, Fred here had a little accident. Show him, Fred.
Jeez, Fred, how'd you get your hand stuck in your helmet?
Well, it's not mine, Coach. It's Danny's.
Danny was eating a Snickers bar, and Fred went for it.
Well, he never shares.
Oh. Kelly, would you take Fred down to maintenance and see if he can get this off him?
Oh, sure. Come on, Fred. See you guys later.
You know, from now on, Luther, if he's hungry, just feed him, all right? I can't afford to keep replacing this equipment. Hayden. Luther.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
Have you got any of those little stomach tablets I could use some about now?
Yeah, sure. What's up, Howard?
As athletic director, I, along with some of the other top brass, was just at the administration building for the announcement of the new university president. And I have some horrifying news. For some unfathomable reason, they have chosen a woman.
A woman? Let me have some of those.
I knew you'd be upset.
Hey, I'm not upset. I don't care who the president is. You know, I spent half my career steamrolling whatever geezer's in office. I can steamroll a geezerette just as easy.
She is not a geezerette, Hayden. She's a bright young woman who is fiercely committed to academics. And frankly, that scares me.
Guys, come on, Anna. Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's going to hate sports. Okay, you know, this is the 20th century. I think we're going to be making a big mistake here if we treat her any differently than if she were a man. know what I'm going to do? I'm going to have Miss Torkelson just send her over a big box of flowers.
I like that.
You know, he's right. Why are we panicking?
So she's a woman. We've got the fox. If the fox can't handle a hen, who can?
I don't know what I was worried about.
I don't know either. Okay, so what's her name?
Elaine Tewksbury.
Elaine Tewksbury?
Yeah.
Dr. Elaine Tewksbury from Miami?
Yeah, you know her.
About 5'5", brown hair, sort of on the gorgeous side.
You do know her?
Know her. I slept with her.
What? You slept with her? She just got here this morning.
Not this morning, Howard. It was about 5 years ago. We had a game in Miami, and after the game, went to this party, and I met this Elaine Tewksbury. I mean, she was on the faculty there.
Economics?
Well, I wouldn't know. Economics never came up. Point is, we hit it off and ended up spending this incredible weekend at the Blue Lagoon Motor Hotel.
Oh, my God. You've slept with our president.
You guys had an incredible weekend, and that could be good, couldn't it? I mean, for us.
Could be, but it won't be.
Why? What did you do?
Well, come on, you know how it is after a weekend like that. I mean, I didn't want to lead her on into thinking we were going to have a relationship when I knew we wouldn't. So instead of playing some charade, when Sunday morning came, I told her I was going out for some ice. Never went back.
You snuck out on our president?
Oh, geez, Hayden, she's going to hate you.
And you think so?
Oh, I know, son. Same exact thing happened to me once. I took a girl to a hotel room, had a great night, and the next morning she snuck out. I never got over it. You didn't take her wallet, did you?
No.
Well, at least there's that.
Well, you have really done it this time, Hayden. You have jeopardized the whole department.
No, wait a minute, Howard. Let's not panic here. I mean, maybe she's forgotten.
How could she forget unless a safe fell on her head?
Right. Jeez, I couldn't be that lucky, could I?
What do you think she's going to do?
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and wait and find out, you know? We're always telling the team to play the ball and not let the ball play them, all right? So what I got to do here is go on the offensive. I got to call her before she calls me.
It's the ball.
Nah, couldn't be. Hello? Who wants him? I'll get him the message.
The Queen of the Blue Lagoon?
Wants to see me in 5 minutes.
No way out. No way out.
I knew this was going to come back to haunt me. I did a crummy thing, and now I'm going to have to pay for it. Just doesn't seem fair. Luth.
Yes, Randall.
Dr. Tewksbury, Coach Fox is here to see you.
Thank you, Randall. Send him in.
Oh, there you are. Boy, that ice machine is further down the hall than I thought.
Hayden, so you do remember.
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to think of something to keep this light, you know? Elaine. I can still call you Elaine, can't I?
You've seen me naked. Dr. Tewksbury seems a little formal.
Yeah. Elaine, you know, before you say anything, there's a few things that you should know. First of all, sorry.
For what?
You know, for running out on you 5 years ago without saying goodbye?
No, you're not. If you were sorry for that, you could have called me or written me. What you're sorry about is that now I'm your superior. And you're in trouble.
All right, yeah. Okay, well, I deserve that, all right? You know, but Elaine, there is a reason why I didn't call her right, okay? I mean, I was ashamed. And I want you to know I am not that kind of guy. I've never done anything like that before or since.
Was there just something special about me?
No, there's nothing special about you. Hey, now,
I mean, for what it's worth, look, I didn't run out on you that morning because I didn't like you. Elaine, I ran out on you because, you know, I wasn't ready to have a relationship.
Oh, please.
No, really, I wasn't.
So you just did the brave thing and snuck out.
Elaine, I mean, all right, you have every right to be angry, Elaine. Today is kind of like a new beginning, right? I mean, you got a great new job, and it's well-deserved. And I got a great new boss, which personally, I'm thrilled about. I mean, it's kind of like when the new king comes to town, just pardons everybody. You know something? You were a classy lady back then. And I just hope that you're a classy lady now. And that just somehow, I mean, you find it in your heart just to forgive me.
Well, Hayden, I have to be honest with you. I don't know if I can ever forgive you. That might be asking too much. But I like to think of myself as fair. Maybe I can suggest some middle ground where we can both be happy.
What's that?
You're fired.
What?
Oops. Only one of us is happy.
But you can't mean this.
I've been planning this for 5 years.
Wow. Is that sick, Elaine? You've been planning to get this job for 5 years just so you could fire me?
No, I've been planning how to get back at you for 5 years. This was just a magnificent stroke of luck.
Well, wait a minute. You can't fire me. You don't have the authority.
Read my contract.
Really? Okay, well, maybe you do have the authority, but I mean, what are you going to use as a reason that I went out for ice and never came back?
I'll just tell them I think we can do better.
How are you going to find a better coach than me for this money?
We'll spend more money.
Yeah, well, they won't let you spend more money.
Read my contract.
Really?
Hayden, what you did was unforgivable, and I'm not going to let you get away with it. You are out. You are fired. You have had it.
Can't believe this is it. Really finished?
No.
I'm not?
No, I'm not going to fire you. Who am I kidding?
You were kidding?
No. You're fired. Get out. I mean it.
Well, I just said...
I know what I just said. Forget it. It's impossible. I can't work with you. I can't look at your face every day.
No, I live in the basement. You'll never see my face.
Oh. Do you know what it was like for me that morning in Miami when you didn't come back? I don't do that kind of thing all the time, Hayden. I never do that kind of thing. Spend the weekend with a man I've just met. I've got a PhD, for God's sake. But I trusted you. I was even worried about you at first. I thought maybe you slipped on a piece of ice and fell. I kept thinking of you lying lifeless at the bottom of a stairwell. Then, as the moments passed, I began to fantasize about it. Did you know how I felt that morning when I had to pick my clothes up off the floor and put them back on? And then skulk through the lobby on my way out, only to be stopped by the manager because the bill hadn't been paid? But do you know what it's like to stand there in your evening gown at 8 in the morning searching for your Visa card? My God, there were families with children walking by on their way to the beach. I was mortified.
Jeez, I didn't pay the bill. Well, here, let me take care of it now. How much was it?
Forget the bill. Forget the whole thing. Get out of here.
Well, am I fired?
Of course you're fired.
Well, I don't know. I am a little lost here, Elaine.
You're fired. Go.
Okay, I'm going. John.
Wait a minute. What am I doing? You're doing the very thing you promised yourself you wouldn't do. Don't let him do this to you. I am a master of self-control. And I'm going to get past this. Miami never happened, and you're not fired.
Not?
No. We'll find some way to work this out. We'll find some way to cope. We'll find some way to... It's no use. I hate your guts. You're fired.
Again?
You heard what I said. You're fired. I despise you. Now get out of here before I do something crazy.
You know, I would ask you to reconsider, but I think maybe you're giving this a lot of thought. You know, maybe too much, Elaine.
Go on, beat it.
I'm going. Now just calm down. you want me to check back in later in case you change your mind? You know, I'm... Ah!
Me to do with this?
Here, I'll take it. How's your hand, Fred?
Oh, I got a little friction burn.
Did you try putting butter on it?
Tons, but Freddie licked it off.
Well, I don't know what happens. I mean, I see food, my mind short circuits. Next thing you know, my hand someplace is not supposed to be.
I'm gonna take him down to the trainer.
But don't go by the locker room. The guy in the towel cage is eating a sandwich.
Okay, thanks for the tip, Fred.
It really makes you understand why they want you to roll up your car windows at Yellowstone.
There you are. How did it go?
Think I'm fired.
Fired? Oh, come on. She's not going to fire you. You're the fox.
Boy, she did it. I tell you, that woman is nuts. It's like the loon of the Blue Lagoon over there.
I can't believe this. 6 years of your life you've given to this school. You're the best football coach he ever had. You've had two All-Americans. You graduate more seniors than any coach in the division. Did she say anything about me?
Yeah, Luther, she specifically asked that you take over.
Really?
Of course not.
Stepped into that, I guess.
Hayden, this is unbelievable. I just wish like heck there was something I could do.
Well, you are the athletic director, Howard.
I know. That's what makes it so darn frustrating. I wish there was something I could do.
You know, I think I'm getting what I deserve here. I really
No, this isn't what you deserve. You made a mistake. Okay. So she should demand an apology, not take away your livelihood. You know, she's treading on very thin ice here, Hayden. If it ever got out why she fired you, it could look very bad for her. Wait a second here. Now, you didn't get this from me. But why don't you threaten to hold a press conference?
What good would that do?
If Lane Tewksbury's record is spotless, as far as we know, you are the only black smudge on it. She can't afford to have this all come out publicly. It would ruin her. If you threaten to expose her, I know that she will back down.
I can't do that.
Sure you can.
Jeez, I don't know.
Hey, what do you guys think? It doesn't matter what they think.
That's what I was thinking.
Boy, I tell you. I mean, I don't know how this can happen, you know? All I did was take a woman I didn't know to a Miami hotel. How'd it turn into something sleazy?
Let's make the meeting with all the department heads on Tuesday and see if we can push the trustees to Wednesday. Oh, and let's set up a luncheon with... Just a second. Yes, Randall?
Hayden Fox is in your office.
Thank you, Randall. I'll have to call you back. What are you doing here?
We have to talk.
We've already talked. I have nothing more to say to you.
Well, I have something to say to you. You know, Elaine, it took me a lot of years to get where I am, and I'm just not going to give up without a fight.
Well, I'm not going to have a man working for me that I don't respect.
Yeah, you are.
What are you talking about?
Well, you know, if you fire me, Elaine, I'm going to have to hold a press conference, and if I do that, I'm going to have to tell everybody why you fired me, and then... Oh, golly, the press is going to come down on you, and it's going to be like a sex scandal. It's going to make a lousy first impression, Elaine.
You want to call your press conference? Fine. I call your bluff.
No, it's not a bluff.
Here's the phone.
Are you willing to do this? Are you going to risk everything that you worked for?
Is there a number I can get for you?
Extension 312. That's the university press office.
That is the press office.
Boy, you don't trust me at all, do you?
Hayden, you scum. I mean, I thought what you did 5 years ago was low, but you keep sinking lower.
No, I'm just trying to save my job.
Damn you. It's no use. I can't get even. You win again. I hope you're happy. Scum too. Elaine nothing.
No, I'm not happy about any of this.
Just get out of my sight.
Oh, wait a minute. I can't do this.
Do what?
I mean, I can't do another crummy thing to you just to keep my job.
What
what are you saying?
Saying you don't have to fire me. I'm firing me. Hayden, you're fired. Attaboy. Hey, where are you? Huh? You win. Scum won, Elaine won. I mean, this is crazy that I have to lose my job to prove to you that I'm sorry about Miami. But if that's what it takes, that's what I'm going to do, because, damn it, Elaine, I really am sorry. Okay? I'm just going to go clean out my office. And I want to tell you something. I am so glad. I'm feeling free that this is over. Okay?
Wait a minute. You're not fired.
You are giving me a stroke here, Elaine.
I mean it. And this is the first decent thing I've seen you do. And as long as you have some bit of integrity, maybe we can work together. I mean, this is what I was looking for. Hayden, I don't see why we can't both just forget the whole thing and start today with a clean slate.
Is this what you really want?
This is what I want.
Elaine, are you sure?
I have never been more sure of anything in my life.
Elaine, you're sure?
I'm sure.
Come on, Elaine, you said you were sure.
I just can't do it, Hayden. I'm sorry.
Can't do what? You can't hire me, can't fire me, can't stop loving that man? What can't you do?
I can't let you walk out that door without getting even. Doing one decent thing still doesn't make up for 5 years of torment.
It's a start.
See, what bothers me is, you still don't know how I felt that morning. When you walk out of this office, you don't have to walk downstairs past all the secretaries, having everyone staring at you, knowing another human being has humiliated you. That's the experience I want you to have. And that's the one thing I can't seem to get at.
It's tough. I'll see you.
Creed! Huh? Of course. I just thought of it. There's a way.
There is?
Yes. And it's so simple.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's it. Now I feel better. Now you can go. You know, I really think our working together is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.